This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. It's a big day for about a dozen Boston area athletes. They are in Los Angeles to run the Olympic Trials Marathon. WBUR's Alex Ashlock is in LA for the race and joins me this morning. Hi, Alex.
Good morning, Sharon.
Well, set the stage for us. Tell us about some of the Boston runners in this race.
Well, the big name is Shalane Flanagan. She grew up in Marblehead. She won the Olympic trials race in Houston 4 years ago. She's the favorite to win the race again today. I spoke to her yesterday. She says she's cautiously optimistic. She's had some bumps in the road during her training, but she's ready for this race today. And again, she is the favorite. There are around 200 runners in the women's race, a handful of them from the Boston area, including Rachel Hyland, Amanda Nurse, and Madeline Duhon. They run for the Boston Athletic Association. There's also Laura Paulson. She's a 26-year-old grad student at MIT.
It's the Olympic trials, right? You only get one shot to run in it every 4 years. And so the goal is to race and be competitive in as much capacity you can do that in a marathon.
Alex, it seems like a lot of pressure. I mean, just the top three finishers in the race get spots on the Olympic team?
Yeah, it's really a lot of pressure. The U.S. is one of the few countries that boils its Olympic marathon team down to just one race, just one single race that'll happen today in Los Angeles. You know, you could be injured if you have a bad day today. You have an injury that's been nagging you. You're really out of luck. And again, as I said, most other countries don't pick their teams this way, but that's the U.S. system. And that's what the U.S. runners are facing today here on the streets of Los Angeles.
Tell us a little bit about the men's race.
Well, the favorite in the men's race is also a name that's familiar to Boston listeners, Mebka Flesge. He won the Boston Marathon in 2014. That was the first race after the bombings, of course. Flesge was the first American man to win the men's open race in more than 30 years when he did that. But Sharon, he's 40 years old. That's really old for a marathoner to be still running at a world-class level. He's nearing retirement. He's talking about this being one more opportunity. If he does make the team today, it'll be the fourth time he's on the Olympics. He won the 2012 Olympic trials in Houston, and he goes into the race today as the favorite, even at that advanced age.
Alex, are there any men from the Boston area genuinely in the hunt today?
There are some men in the hunt today, Sharon. On paper, their times may not really stack up with a runner like Mebka Flesge, but if you could keep an eye on a man named Tim Ritchie. He's an assistant track coach at Boston College. He's been battling some injuries over the last few years, but he demonstrated he has great potential with one of the fastest half marathons run by an American late last year. Here's Tim.
I just want to be in the race, be competitive. You know, it's been over 2 years since my last marathon, so my expectations are kind of unknown, but I know there's some key guys out there that I'll be looking to race with and see how I do.
Those key guys are Dathan Ritzenhine, who was fourth in this race in 2012. Heartbreaking for him. He just missed out on the team. Sharon, there's also Galen Rupp. He's been one of the top American distance runners in the last few years. He won a silver medal in the 10,000-meter race, a shorter race in the London Olympics. But he's never run a marathon before. He's only run one half marathon, in fact. So he'll be in unknown territory when he gets to the second half of this race today.
Alex, how does that happen? I mean, I'm not a runner, and that seems kind of puzzling and interesting that athletes who are not marathon specialists or really even experienced at marathons, such as Galen Rupp, will actually compete in Olympic trials for the marathon.
You know, it's really interesting, Sharon. There are several runners in this race today who have never run a marathon before. You could actually qualify for this race by running a fast half marathon. So that's what Galen Rupp did. He's a great distance runner, has been for many years, always had talked about running the marathon. And his coach is Alberto Salazar, the great marathon runner. And so he's running this race today. He's going to see what happens. If he doesn't finish in the top three here in this race today, he still has a chance to make the Olympic team in a track race like the 10,000 meters. So he could be going to Rio even if he doesn't qualify for the marathon team.
Well, what about the weather for the race today? It's been pretty hot out there, right?
It's going to be brutal, Sharon. The temperature when the race starts here at 10 a.m. local time is going to be 70 degrees, and they're running the marathon, so it'll be 2 hours into the race. It'll be 80 degrees here on the streets of Los Angeles. So the heat's definitely going to be a factor. These Olympic marathon trials races are not speed races, people don't really care about how fast they run them. All they need to do is finish in the top three. But the weather today, the heat today, is definitely going to take a toll on these runners here in Los Angeles.
Well, Alex, thank you.
You're welcome, Sharon.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock speaking with us from Los Angeles. This is 90.9 WBUR.